Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Back in January, three members of the St. Louis improv team, Some Black People, came on our show to share what motivated them to get together in late 2023. Diversifying improv on stage and in the audience were two goals. Another was taking the top prize at the 2024 Improv Shop Cage Match Tournament. And I am delighted to inform you that Some Black People won that tournament. Here to talk about how it happened is the founder of Some Black People, Jessica Nicole. Jessica, welcome back and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So it's been a week since the championship, but take us to that night. Who are you up against?
First of all, I can't believe it's only been a week. That sounds crazy. We were up against a team called Celibate. They're an amazing team. They're on the house teams at the Improv Shop right now. They actually joined Cage Match when they were still a student team. So they were in their performance era, their student level, teams level one era, and they made it all the way to the championship, which is really cool.
Oh, okay. So it was like a matchup between two young teams, like in a different way.
I thought it was like historical. I thought it was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Was there a moment in a scene when you and your teammates knew, oh man, we got this? And what was happening there?
Sure. I can't say that there was a moment we knew in the show because it's determined who goes first by a coin flip, mm-hmm. and we went first. Oh, so we didn't know the set we were up against.
Yeah.
What I will say is we got into the zone, which is what we want. We forgot we were in a competition. Oh. And improv is not a competitive sport by any means. So having a competition piece can sometimes mess with your mind. I think when we got off stage and realized that we just got in the zone and we forgot we were competing and we were just having fun with each other, we knew we were in a good place.
Mm-hmm. Were there multiple rounds or were they scenes of a very set length of time?
Each team gets 25 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And there's a timer. So as soon as the timer's up, no matter if it makes sense or not, they pull the lights on you. Mm-hmm. So it was just a matter of like time and getting the scenes done and making it fun. We had good scenes. We put up a good set. We put a fictional Drake in jail, which was really fun.
Okay.
We, a fictional Drake.
Right.
We flexed on a baby, which is crazy. Just a lot of really fun, silly stuff.
Yeah. What else were you doing, you know, on stage? What does flexing look like?
So Kendall had just had a baby in the scene, was like nursing a newborn baby. And Donovan came in as the character, the father, and he just came in like flexing his arms, like making big muscles.
Okay.
So Kendall just immediately said, "Don't come in here flexing on that baby."
Okay.
So then Charles came in as like a grandfather or something and was like trying to dap the baby, just doing things that you would not do to a newborn baby.
Right.
And then I came in as Kendall's mom and validated Kendall's point of view and was like, "Oh, a baby," and treated the baby really sweet. And kind of said, "Guys, come on, be nice to the baby." And then, of course, they approached like they were going to be nice and flex more on the baby.
How did you prepare to do like a 25-minute scene? I mean, that is quite a long time.
Well, it was a few scenes.
Okay,
there was a chat at the top, three scenes, a group scene, and then a little more scenes to go. Mm-hmm. But we just prepare by hanging out. We prepare by running scenes, doing different drills, different exercises. Mostly just hanging out and making sure we're connected, making sure we're talking things through and everyone feels good and is on the same page.
What kinds of exercises or drills do you go through?
Sure. Our coach Elena will... What I like to do is like side coach scenes. So two people will start a scene and then our coach will say pause and we'll talk through like what we were thinking and what we were feeling and why we made the choices we made. And our coach will invite us to try other things maybe or validate the choices that we've made. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to run through different iterations of scenes and really figure out what feels good.
Okay. In the time that you all have been together, and I mentioned at the top, it's just been a year and a half or so.
Yeah.
Because you all started together as a team in late 2023. Mm-hmm. What have you learned about one another that really has amounted to maybe secret sauce, maybe not that?
Yeah. I think it's like the little things, you know? And I think it's hard to say because I could go through with each person individually and say the things, but I think it's just that specific knowledge that is fun. Like the little things of knowing when someone is going to do something or when someone does something that is like normal to you or comfortable to you and having that reaction on stage that other people can see.
Yeah.
So it's like people get to observe you being with your close friends and see that knowing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like knowing that Charles might have like a very calm tone and then get pretty loud and terse, you know?
Yeah.
Kendall might be quiet for a while, but he's going to come in with something very, very sharp and very mm-hmm. funny and very relevant and important to the scene.
Yeah.
Donovan is going to come in with big physicality, a big character. Aaron is going to be kind of a very confident character that might get humbled. You know,
okay.
We all have these kind of like tendencies.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm probably going to be a braggadocious character that won't get humbled. That's terrible.
Yeah. When you all were here, three of you were here in January,
mm-hmm.
We'd ask for an example of something that you had done really well, and it had to do with Kevin Hart at that time.
Mm.
You just talked about Drake
yeah.
in jail. Is there an example from the time that you spent in this tournament where that familiarity with each other and having sort of a common core of cultural references really helped you and maybe even pulled you out of a spot where you thought it could have gone in the wrong direction?
Sure. There was a scene where we were, it was a group scene, everyone was involved, and we were talking about doing karaoke. And sometimes I say things that maybe I don't mean to say, they just kind of slip out. And I had said something about, you know, they don't want black folks around here, about a specific spot. And Charles made the decision to just flash forward to 2028 and make it like a dystopian future.
Okay.
And we decided to make Charles a DJ who only played DJ Macklemore. So we got to play around with a lot of different things that might have felt a little heavy or dark, but because it was in the future and because we handled it like seriously and lightly at the same time, it was fun and it really made the scene. We always just have each other's back, so it's just really fun to be able to make mistakes, quote unquote, or say mm-hmm. things you didn't mean to say
yeah.
and know that your team is going to be right there behind you to make mm-hmm. it make sense and be fun to play.
Yeah. So the team exists in part because you all wanted to see more black folks on the improv stage and in the audience. To what degree did you see some of that? I mean, was there some change, perceptible change, as some black people advanced through the tournament?
Yes, definitely. I would say the audience, based off of last year's cage match, was definitely more black, which is what we want. I would also say that we saw another black team play recently called Because We Can, and it was seven black people, two of them being on Some Black People, but five of them not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a huge accomplishment. That's brand new. And I think that shows that we're headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
But I will say that we do want to see more black people in the audience. We would mm-hmm. like to see it be proportionate to St. Louis.
Yeah. And in the last 30 seconds or so, what did you all do to celebrate? And has the win sunk in?
It has not sunk in.
Mm-hmm.
We've hung out. We're thinking about doing merch, but we have a show coming up. That's our big celebration.
Okay. Is that a local show?
It's at the Improv Shop. We're headlining
okay.
on May 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be where we like really show out. Hopefully
okay.
our name will be engraved on the belt by then and we can put on a big show about
great.
It.
Great. Jessica Nicole is the founding member of Some Black People, the all-black improv team that won this year's cage match tournament at the Improv Shop in St. Louis. Jessica, thank you so much for joining again, and once again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
This episode was produced by Elaine Chaw.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Thank you.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.